Today is All Saints Sunday. The scripture lessons are from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. And today's message is titled, Rejoice! Great is your heavenly reward. Hear the Holy Scripture, 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone has this hope in Him, purifies himself, just as He is pure. Here ends the lesson. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Now when He saw the crowds, He went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to Him, and He began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of Me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, Thou hast given us Thy Word for a light to shine upon our path. Grant us so to meditate on that Word and to follow its teaching, that we may find in it the light that shines more and more until the perfect day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. 5 golden tickets. 5 golden tickets, and they're hidden for you to find. Find a ticket and you'll get a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Find a golden ticket and you'll get a tour of the factory. You'll be shown all the amazing secrets which are there. And you'll get a lifetime supply of chocolate. Now that would be heaven, wouldn't it? A lifetime supply of chocolate. A golden ticket to get inside Willy Wonka's wonderful chocolate factory. The ticket holder, along with one family member, would be welcomed by Willy Wonka himself. And there's that iconic moment in the movie when Willie is awkwardly walking toward the gate to welcome the winners, and his walking cane gets stuck in the brick road, with Willie falling forward and surprisingly into a somersault and jumping up to great applause and cheers. Gene Wilder was the one who crafted that moment, and he said he would only play in the movie if the scene would proceed as he described. The young man who played Charlie was introduced in this movie. It was his first movie. And after this movie was done, he was given an offer of a 3-picture contract. 3 more movies. Turning the contract down, he went home and grew up, and he became a veterinarian of large animals, mostly cows and horses. And Peter Ostrom, he says he loves what he's doing, and he's full of self-satisfaction. Do you remember that moment in the movie when they're all crowded together in that really small space, and then the door swings open slowly and giantly, and before their eyes unfolds the room, and the song Pure Imagination is slowly begun singing, slowly at the top of the steps, going down the steps, and then they're free. Free to go in to touch and see, for all they see is edible. One by one, the children leave the tour from not listening nor obeying. Finally, Charlie's only left, and he leaves his everlasting gobstopper, showing what was in his heart. Willy Wonka said, "I have found a child, a very honest, loving child, to whom I could tell all my most precious candy-making secrets." Willie gives Charlie the factory, saying, "Don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he wanted. He lived happily ever after." Happily ever after. You know, that only lasts a lifetime. What then? What comes next? A reward in this life, it's good. But I tell you, a reward is much greater. It's beyond compare to a lifetime, even a lifetime supply of chocolate. The heavenly reward prepared for those who believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, awaits. As we see Jesus in the crowds, Matthew chapter 5, he's climbing up the mountain, walking up the mountain, and he finds a good place to sit down. Around Jesus sits his disciples, and then the way it's written around Jesus then, a crowd. And this crowd is just common, ordinary people. That's the crowd. And the crowd came up and joined them on the mountainside. And these common, ordinary people sat down with the disciples as Jesus began to teach. The word teach, stick this in your mind, the word teach, the Greek word is didasko. Didasko. And when it's used in the Scripture, in the Bible, it always means teaching the Scripture. Didasko means teaching the Scripture, the written Word of God. Jesus sat down and was teaching the Word of God. Take that in. Really let that settle inside you. Jesus sitting down teaching the Word of God. Teaching what was already written in the Scriptures. The Word of God. And then we get over and over this Greek word, makarion. Makarioi. It's a plural, it's an adjective, and it means blessed. Makarioi. Jesus speaking to the common, ordinary person, every average, everyday person, you know, with that struggles of life, putting food on the table just to feed the family, earn money or to pay for things, or trade and barter, perhaps also just that ordinary stuff of daily life. Jesus says, makarioi, blessed. Some like to translate this as happy. However, the translation as blessed is a much better rendering of the word makarioi. Makarioi. Blessed. Blessed, for God has extended His benefits. This is pulling from the Help Word Studies. Makarioi, in its root word, is makarios. Makarios. In the root form, and this describes the believer, is in an enviable position as favored. Favored of God. And fortunate for this. A position from receiving God's provision, God's favor. It literally means to make large. Blessed means to make large. And this is God extends His grace, His benefits to you. And it's all built upon the inbirthing of faith the Lord has done in you. Faith and blessed, they're closely associated. Blessed is to have this faith in you, which is by God's grace. Only such a reality of that, these teachings make sense by Jesus. Teachings of the sacred scripture, and they're powerful. They have impact, life-transforming power. Hear them, a portion of them again, of this teachings, with the eyes and ears of faith. Faith that is in you by God's action, making this faith come alive in you. Hear these words with that faith. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Eyes and ears of faith, they look beyond the outward physical reality of the moment to the spiritual reality that is there, very present also. And it looks to the benefits that the Lord God is putting into your life. Hence, you are truly, truly blessed. Even when life is tough, and getting through is tough enough. Even in the midst of that moment, the spiritual blessing of God can shine forth in you and through you. These teachings of Jesus are not advice to guide you to live successfully, such that you'll be happy and blessed. Instead, they're matter-of-fact statements, a declaration of the reality of the kingdom of heaven. Looking at life, the reality of life from the perspective of the coming and already here kingdom of heaven. Showing forth the divine action and power of the living God, which are greater than the subjective feelings of the moment. Again, this is why blessed, which is objective reality, is better than happy, which oftentimes intends to be subjective to the feelings of the moment. Are you happy? Well, it depends on how you feel at the moment. Are you blessed? Oh, absolutely yes. God has done this. These beatitudes, they're pronouncements of blessing, despite the appearance of the moment, for they describe the eschatological reality of Christ's reign that is lived out in the life of a disciple of Jesus Christ. Eschatological, it's an adjective, and it means the study of last things, the study of end things, like the end of life, the end of the age, the end of the world, the end of times. It's looking at these things through the lens of the kingdom of heaven that is eternal and does not end. Again, hear and see these things through the faith that the Lord God has given you. That is, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it is this one who is speaking these words with the authority to speak them. Now, Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad. Great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. At first glance, it seems to bring forth great contradiction. Blessed are you who are persecuted, insulted, all kinds of evil spoken about you. Blessed? How can being persecuted actually be blessed? Take note of the reason of the persecution and the slanders. For the sake of Jesus. It's really not about you. It's about Jesus, who is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You being persecuted is because you stand with Jesus, living differently than the world around you, because of the righteousness of God that is in you through Christ. Live this righteousness, and the world will attack you. And especially these days, will label you as a hater, though you're speaking words so full of the love of God for them. In Christ, you love them so much, you speak the truth of God, which is righteousness that exposes their sins. This is living out the kingdom of heaven. Rejoice and be glad. Jesus said this. The Apostle Paul echoes this, showing it through his own life. He writes in Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 3, "Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character. Character, hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us." You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly die, dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Paul rejoicing in his sufferings. Rejoice and be glad. That word rejoice, the Greek word, properly means to delight in God's grace. Delight in God's grace. Literally, it means to experience God's grace. And as such, you're full of delight. God's grace is in my life. Be glad. It means to be glad. But you're so glad, you jump up in celebration. Exultant celebration. I'm being persecuted for Christ's sake. Yippee! I'm going to jump up so high and rejoice. I'm being persecuted for Christ's sake. That's what it means. Yippee! Such great honor. You're just filled with great joy. That's what it means here. Rejoice and be glad. Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. And verse 11 and 12. We see this again now in Acts chapter 5. The apostles, they're arrested, they're put in jail. During the night, an angel of the Lord opens the doors, brought them out, and tells them, Acts chapter 5, verse 20, "Go stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people the full message of this new life." The next morning, they're eventually found in the temple, and the apostles were taken before the Sanhedrin. Peter preaches with boldness. Eventually, they were released only after severely being flogged severely beaten, and given a warning not to speak in Christ's name. This is their response to being severely beaten, flogging. Their response was this, Acts chapter 5, verses 41 and 42. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that is in Jesus is the Christ. The good news, Jesus is the Christ. The truth these teachings of Jesus recorded in Matthew chapter 5 are actually experienced by the apostles, and they rejoice and are glad. These verses of Matthew chapter 5, they need to be grouped together. Don't pull them apart as one blessed after another blessed. You need to group them together, for together they are painting a picture of what it means to be in the kingdom of heaven, in the here and now of daily life, along with the filling each one of us with the expectation of what is to come in the kingdom of heaven. Really, let that come together. It paints a picture of the kingdom of heaven, what it means in daily life, also filled with that expectation of what is to come. Remember, Jesus on the mountain, this is another time, it comes a while later. He's on the mountain with Peter, James, and John. And at that moment, Jesus is being transfigured before their very eyes. And then all of a sudden, two others join them on that mountain. Two men that had long been physically dead and their bodies long decomposed in the ground for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Yet there were Elijah and Moses, alive and recognizable. This physical life is not all of life. When this physical life comes to an end, comes to that close in death, there's more to come. It's not the end. There's more to come. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control will transform our lowly bodies so that we will be like His glorious body. We leave this behind for what Christ will bring. This teaching of Jesus here in Matthew 5 is showing us this reality in all of life. And we're to live all of life in view of the kingdom of heaven, as it is here with us now and will be with us unto the unending age to come. The kingdom of heaven with us now, we're living in it now and view life in the kingdom of heaven, and it's in the age to come. Hence, we truly are blessed with a great reward. Turning to 1 John chapter 3, this shows how truly blessed we are right now, in the here and now, kingdom of heaven, so as to rejoice and exalt with great joy. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. How great is the love of the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. We, beloved, behold what love the Father has given us. I mean, it really jumps out of the page in the Greek. Behold the love the Father has given us, such that we can be called children of God. We are called children of God. It's the love of the Father has done this. We are. In other words, your very existence by the love of God has been forever changed. You are a child of God. You're a child of the Father through Christ's redeeming work on the cross as the crucified and risen Son of God. In the here and now, you are a child of God. You are in the kingdom of heaven here and now. Can you see life through that perspective and understand you are blessed? You don't need to find one of the only five golden tickets. This reality is available to all. Repent and believe. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and all this will be yours forever. Much better than a lifetime supply of chocolate. Know this reality, child of God. You are truly blessed. And the things of this ordinary life, they pale in compare to that blessed of being child of God forever. Hence, you are truly blessed. And as such, rejoice. Great is your heavenly reward, which is being in the very presence of the living God forever and ever without end. You are blessed, for you are the beloved child of the Father forever. Rejoice and exult with such gladness. A day is coming that we will all be in the dwelling place of the Lord Almighty together forever. We all will be reunited with the loved ones who died in Christ. They will rise in Christ and be recognizable, just like Elijah and Moses. Together forever in the presence of the Lord Almighty. That is blessed. That is blessed. Together forever in the presence of the Lord Almighty. Forever and ever. Without end. Rejoice. Great is your heavenly reward. Amen and amen.